Hello, everybody. This is Sharon from In Sharon's Heart, and welcome to today's devotional for September 10th, 2018, which also coincides with my latest In Sharon's Heart blog post. The devotionals are to increase your faith and confidence because at one time I didn't have either. And I want to encourage others that the Lord God will work in our lives when we have a relationship with Him. So stay encouraged and stay inspired. Here's today's devotional, which is titled, Stay Faithful, God is Present. But before we get into today's message, there are two new developments within Sharon's Heart I want to share with you. And the first is my free FaithWorks webinar I created for those who may need help with their self-confidence, self-esteem, self-image, and faith. As some of you know, a few years back, I struggled with my confidence and my faith. So I created the webinar to help others. You can click on the link in the show notes to access the FaithWorks webinar. It will really bless you. And the next is Anchor now has a way for you to support the In Sharon's Heart podcast. And that is, you can now give a monthly donation of 99 cents, $4.99, or $9.99. For those of you who want to support the podcast, the button is on the podcast profile page. Thank you for your support. Okay, let's get started with today's devotional, which again is titled, Stay Faithful, God is Present. Do you know God sees you and He hasn't forgotten about you? It's true. Have you ever heard the teacher is always quiet during the test? Well, guess what? God might be silent right now, but He knows what He's going to do, and He's waiting for the right time to move. Yes, His timing is impeccable. So stay faithful, God is present. Romans 8, verse 28 says, And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. That's Romans 8, verse 28. God is sometimes quiet when we're going through the challenging times of life. Those times in life that test us to see what we're about. He knows our purpose, and He knows who He's called for what. Will we trust God, or will we give up what He has for us? Are we going to stand strong and come out on the other side, or are we going to throw in the towel? Which way will we have it? We have to trust and believe God will do what He said He would do. Because let me tell you, He is not a God who lies. He will move in our lives. He will do what He told us He would do. He will do what His word said He would do. Okay? So hold tight and don't let go of Him. Remember, trusting God takes faith as small as a mustard seed. God is watching us and He's waiting patiently. He never takes His eyes off of us because He loves us and He wants us to have faith that He will do the amazing things in us and through us He promised He would do. So don't worry about the silence. There is much that is happening, even though we may not hear anything. So stay faithful. God is present. Be encouraged, everybody. Be encouraged in the Lord today.